Weight loss solutions are not one-size-fits-all. Hers makes it simpler to get started and stick with a weight loss plan backed by expert-guided online care that puts your weight loss goals first. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits started just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou to access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou, forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com. Apply.
Yo, what's going on, everybody? Welcome to the Midnight Paco Podcast. As always, you can follow me at Justin Fuller Comedy on all platforms.
I am the _great_CoreE. That's where you can find me, or you can find us both on the Midnight Paco Podcast.
That's right.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have a very special guest in the house all the way from L.A., yes, Los Angeles. And he got on Versace glasses. I ain't never seen those before in real life. You a real rich person?
That's crazy.
Okay. You know what? He is a fellow comedian.
Yes.
He is an actor.
Yes.
He is a writer. He said, look, you give him the synopsis, he'll get you 15 pages in 5 minutes.
Woo!
Definitely. I got you, baby. D-Lord James.
Ladies and gentlemen, D-Lord James is in the house.
Woo! Yeah.
D-Lord James, man. It's D-E-L-O-O-R. Wait. D-E-L-O-O-R-J-A-M-E-S. Like Mickey Mouse, but...
like Versace glasses.
Okay. So, let me tell you about my Versace glasses.
It's up there.
I got a story for that. I'm glad you said that. When I walked into the Versace store on Rodeo
Flex.
In Beverly Hills.
Yeah, go ahead.
Look,
Flex.
I walked in, listen, when I walked in that motherfucker, I had on some khakis and a t-shirt. And they looked at me so foul, but then the white dude, tall little, you know, he was with the community. He looked at me, he looked me up and down. When he got to my glasses, he said, oh, you got some Versace glasses. You can come on.
I promise you,
I was in the ghetto I wasn't supposed to be there. I was really there with my homeboy. He was shopping.
So,
but they seen the glasses and they were like, oh shit.
He's good.
Let me just tell you something about Rodeo Drive.
What the fuck?
Them mother suckers, and he ain't lying. I know for a fact. You go into one of them stores, they ignore the fuck out of me. Like I wasn't there. And I was thinking to myself, I wish I was a thief. I'll wipe y'all out.
I swear.
I walked in, they didn't even, you know how you glance at people and act like you didn't? They didn't even do that. It was like I wasn't even there.
Wow.
That was one particular story. All of them didn't treat me like that. But
it's a different vibe there.
Yeah.
It's like you got to know.
Right.
That you really got to go. If you're going to go there, go spend some money or don't. Just don't go there then. Don't go there precisely.
Don't worry.
I went to the Gucci store and I can afford nothing.
Don't worry. They treat me the same way. They see me coming a mile away.
I was like, you know what? You're looking at me all weird.
You ain't got nothing.
I'm going to buy this bandana. I picked it up. It was like $250. I was like, no. I'm there. Yeah.
So I'm walking in there with a Midnight Paco Podcast t-shirt.
But that's what we need to do. We need to go in there with the t-shirt on. Let's go in there and film it.
That's right.
And go in there and do it
and
with the t-shirt on.
And see how they respond.
We're going to make them understand what the fuck's going on.
There
you know
it
what
is.
I'm saying? We got to spend $250 on the t-shirt.
Yeah, oh my God.
They gave me this t-shirt.
So, ladies and gentlemen, that's moral of the story is, if you got some Versace glasses, they will open doors for
they
you.
They will open doors for you.
Get y'all some Versace glasses.
Get some
Versace. Damn. Or Versace.
I'm going to get some knockoffs. That's right.
Yeah, so basically, man, you was here in Cleveland. What was going on in Cleveland? What brought you here, bro?
Shit. Just look. I had like a couple years ago, right? Mm-hmm. I had ran into this girl, and then I gave her a little piece. I had a brownie,
mm-hmm.
So I gave her a little piece of my brownie, right?
Mm-hmm.
And she been following me ever since. I never knew. I'm just playing with you. Listen, CJ Star, cuz.
What?
What we gonna talk about is how she told me 2 years ago that at the Donnell Rollins, Dave Chappelle, all that shit, fuck all them names, but we was really there and we figured out we gonna do something and she made it happen. It took 2 years, but the whole 2 years we was talking and we figured out, like, okay, she called me, she said, it's coming now. That was like 6 months. No, nice. That was longer, that was last year.
Nice.
She was like, it's going down. Nice. And we gonna do it. And when she first told me about even trying to do it, she said she wasn't even in the community of the comedy shit yet. You know what I'm saying? She told me this is what we gonna do.
Nice.
So when I told her, if you do it, she was like, I don't know if I'm gonna be able to pay you. She said that shit 2 years ago. I said, just call, let me know. I'm coming.
Right.
No matter what, just get me out there. That's what I said.
Just get him out.
Just get me out here.
Dope.
And then that's all she had to do. And we've been good ever since. And that shit was hard. We just did a 10-person, 10-comedian set where 10 comedians battle against each other. Me and Tina Graham.
Shout out to Tina Graham.
Tina Graham was a shit. Y'all better go do some research on her. Google her. It's just Google. It's AI now.
You know what? You know, I know you're telling your story, but you blew by some big names, and I'm going to back it up a little bit. First of all, somebody need to turn their ringer off.
That's me, baby.
All right. So, you know, you went by some names real quick. First of all, you casually said CJ Star. That's a mega star. CJ Star is a mega star. She's been a big energy ever since I first met her.
She's episode last year.
She was on the show. We got to get her back on the show. She's been doing things, making moves in the city. There ain't nothing to hold her back. Shout out to CJ Star.
CJ Star. She's awesome. Yeah.
And you mentioned Donnell Rollins. Shout out to Donnell Rollins and Dave Chappelle.
Dave Chappelle.
You know, Ohio rocks.
I guarantee if we can get... See, I told you
that's him right there.
Is that call. Boo Boone? Yeah.
It do what it say. It say boo. If it say boo, that's the answer. But no, they all are a part of all of this stuff they're doing. Like the stuff I connected with Donnell, it goes through all of the whole system.
Sorry to cut you off. Shout out to King too.
Yeah,
shout out to King.
My boy King indeed.
Yeah.
It's indeed. You gotta get King indeed.
Yeah, shout out to King.
He brought a lot of that's the only reason why I even know Donnell.
Right.
Keep
on.
It real.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I went out there for that. Y'all gotta come out for the Donnell for the river ride.
And you know what? If I'm invited, I'm there.
Yep.
You invited for next year for sure. I'm gonna make sure all of that happens. I'm gonna come back. I wanna come back next week.
You coming
keep
back
coming
to Ohio
back.
Next week?
I want to keep coming back. I want to make Ohio. Y'all got some funny motherfuckers out here. Y'all just had a competition with 10 niggas. You know what I'm saying? And to me, all of them was funny. And that's 10 in one show. So how many niggas is funny out here?
There's a lot. Let me tell you something.
There's a lot of good
people. To be honest with you, you know, Cleveland got work. We got the funnies here.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, Cleveland's got the funnies, man. So, did you said you did some work. Were you on the Black Jesus series?
I did background first and second season because I wasn't, what they call that shit? SAG. I wasn't SAG.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you weren't in the union.
Yeah, so the last season three, man, I robbed. I'm on a starting when it first come on. I'm robbing niggas right when it first come on. I robbed a female and shit. Got her out the car, stole her Hummer. It's just on there. It's funny though. It's episode 6, season 3.
Okay.
Episode 6, D-Lord James started right when it come on.
Man, and you schooled me on to something, man, because I'm a little slow at times. And I thought Black Jesus was Corey Holcomb's. And you said, no, man, that was Slink Johnson.
Yeah, man.
Shout out to Slink. That's one of your mans, right?
That's my dad. I don't want to say B, what they call it? BFFs? That's my best friend. I'm going to put BFC. That's my best friend, cuz.
Did you just say best friend, cuz?
Yeah, that's what I just said. That's my bad. You can send this to him. That's my best friend, cuz. He going to back it up. That's my best friend, cuz. But look, this nigga is, he on Lamar. He Lamar from GTA.
Okay.
You feel me?
Yeah.
Oh, he's on GTA. Yeah.
Ask your kids about Lamar, man. Our kids know about
I haven't kept up with GTA since CJ.
Yeah.
Who was that?
CJ.
Who played CJ?
That was the first one.
Yeah. The very first one.
I know Franklin, which is Solo.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Nope.
That's Sean Fantino. Shout out to Sean Fantino. He played Franklin on GTA 5. And then Sling Johnson plays Lamar on GTA 5.
Word. That's crazy. Okay, that's dope.
He's playable and everything. So they keep updating his shit. Even though GTA 6 is about to come out and just bust everything.
Hey, man. Shit.
Come on down.
That's crazy, man.
Already?
That's dope.
Yeah, but it took like how many years it took? They made $100 billion off of that shit.
I don't keep up with video games. I ain't got time for shit.
No,
me I don't either. Watch TV. I don't do a goddamn thing.
Hey, so D-Bro, how long you been doing comedy, man?
Well, I say about 11 years now, since about 2014.
Okay,
that's when I started like figuring I want to get involved in it, and just like people was telling me, like everybody was telling me, like, bro, you need this, and I just was around the community because of Sling. So me being around the community because of him, like people was pushing me and telling me, like, bro. Then I started doing skits, and then it was over with after that. Once I started doing skits, shit, my shit funny. My skits funny.
So how old were you when you started? 11 years ago. So you were about 4.
That wasn't in the contract. My nigga. Yeah,
I like to see what people are on their life.
All right.
You know, so, what they're doing, what's going on.
He's comparing himself to you. Know he's sizing you up like a python. But go
ahead. Okay. F all this shit I'm 40. Doing now. I'm about to start doing this now. That's what I like to see.
I just saw one of your skits too, by the way.
Ain't nothing wrong with it. Not really. Look, I'm about 40 years old when I start saying, look, this one, I'm going to start smiling and shit.
Nice.
I wasn't smiling before this.
Yeah, show. Life hurts.
I'm going to just keep it real.
Life will get you, boy.
All right, man. All right, I'll try to joke shit.
Nice.
Man, ever since then, it's been good. I've been meeting so much great people.
Right.
I met all what you've seen in front of me, I met just because of this.
Right. Like
because
what you people don't know out there that's watching in YouTube land and at whatever other platform you guys are watching, shout out to all of you guys.
Yeah.
This is in front of a live studio.
Yeah,
it's a lot.
Oh, you're like,
yeah, look what you guys don't know.
We got people, you know,
there's an audience in front of us.
You know what I'm saying? Yes. So it's, you know,
there's people that care about me in front of me, though.
We're
that's evolving. What I'm saying. No, that's all I need, man.
Yeah, man, that's dope, man. So you in LA, and you know, I was talking to a famous comedian, and he's from Toronto. Shout out to Greg Morton.
Shout out to Greg Morton.
I asked him, like, why don't you do, like, why are you always in the Midwest?
Mm-hmm.
And he said, well, shoot, L.A. and New York, they already have their hair diners there. So, it, like, in the business sense, it doesn't make any sense to bring me in and put me up in a hotel and fly me in when the headliners are already there. So you there in L.A. doing comedy with all the headliners, like, how was that? Like, you know, like, when you first started.
Let me tell you something, bro.
Yeah.
That's like, and I just said this because I just judged the comedy thing and everything a couple of days ago. I just told another nigga this. Quit putting them walls up. Y'all putting your own walls up, bro. Y'all making your own, you know what I'm saying, headline. You really making your own. Nigga, go there and show your confidence. Show them that you can do what you can do. You're going to be headlining. It's nothing stopping you.
Mm-hmm.
Stop putting your own, you know, line there. Stop putting that shit there. Y'all, if you got it, you got it. That's what you're going to find out.
Mm-hmm. Regardless of where you're at.
No matter where the fuck you at. But look, you can't let nobody else decide that you got it or not.
Right.
That's what I'm trying to tell y'all.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You have to figure that out on your own. But nigga, take a chance on yourself. Promise you, it's gonna work out better than working a 9-to-5, take a chance on yourself. 100%. Fuck all that shit. Take a chance on yourself.
Take a chance on yourself, and you too can have Versace glasses.
I love that.
But seriously, take a chance on yourself, and that's a thing that I always said since day one. Like, a lot of people here think that there's a little magical dude that's gonna be in the audience with a tam on
that's gonna save you.
Yo, you funny, come with me, I'm gonna make you big, you gonna sell out. But you gotta make your own opportunities and do your own creations, just like what you said. And you coming from the place where I guess everybody was like, man, I'm going to LA.
It's a gang of you guys that came to LA and just you went back home to mama. I'm just keeping it real.
Yeah.
I ain't saying it like that to demean anybody, but all I'm saying is it's hard out here, bro. It's hard in LA. So if you come, be confident. Don't put no wall up. Mm-hmm. That's the most confidence you can have, is not put a wall up. How about that?
Yeah.
How about that?
Dope.
We didn't figure it out.
So where were you originally from, LA, or you moved out there?
Born and raised in LA.
Okay.
Yeah, man. Just so crazy.
Around all that
off
shit.
Camera, wow. He told me he from LA, you know, so and then I'm hearing him talk. He's definitely from LA. Yeah. I hear his LA accent.
I didn't even know we had an accent.
What?
Oh, he tells me all the time I have one. I'm like, what are you talking about?
You got one?
I guess.
Well, he's from Erie, PA.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So I guess that's country or something.
No, you say I'm going to the doctor.
Do I?
And up talk.
I don't
and
say up talk.
You do say up talk. People like up talk.
Talk.
Yeah. He's like,
wait, up talk.
I was like, where is such a? He's like, it's in my pocket. I'm like, you Erie. I'm sorry, y'all. Erie. And then you said you sound straight like you was from LA.
That's hilarious.
Like y'all talk like.
Y'all pronounce
y'all words like, you know, certain words very proper.
And that's what I got. When I was 19 years old and I went to Alabama for the first time. When I got to the South, she was like, she did school because she liked me because I was so proper. It was just like, I got treated like a king because I was so proper. It was crazy.
You was in Alabama?
Alabama, bro.
Yeah, 19, Alabama so got a different dialect.
That was 90 something.
Dude, yeah. You got an accent for sure.
She was like, ooh, I love it. She did school, and I was there 2 days.
He was like, come meet me outside.
Yep. That's what I said.
I heard him say dude yet. What the fuck?
But for real, yeah.
No, you know, what was that skit? You remember Ice Cube did that skit? When they was like jacking those Nissan trucks,
man. Yeah.
I was like, why they sound like that? Why they talk like that? No, that's dope, man. LA is you dope. I like LA, one. You know. I just can't afford to live there. Very expensive.
Yeah, my buddy he was living there, now he lives in Seattle.
It's raining on him though.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck, he went out there to get wet?
Money.
Get
rained on.
Money. He works for, you know, computers and shit. No,
he
does computers.
Yeah, what do you
IT.
For?
Some
IT though, right?
Yeah, he travels all over though, so yeah.
Yeah, but you saw me there,
Simi Valley. I just seen they technology area around here. I just ran into that.
That's dope.
Today. They don't be knowing that they don't know how smart I am.
Yeah, right.
So you're an IT person?
He's into taxes and all that shit. Yeah.
I was talking about taxes and shit. I was like, shit, I do taxes and all that shit.
Nice.
Been doing it since 90 something.
Wow.
Like
taxes are easy if you have the ledger and stuff.
It's numbers. It's all numbers.
Yeah, it's all numbers.
All numbers is easy.
Yeah.
That's what people need to understand.
It's just tedious.
You just have to understand
it. Yeah, yeah.
Put the right number in there. Yeah. The shit's going to go through.
The deductions, and you got that.
So do you have any upcoming projects coming out, bro?
No.
That you want to talk about?
That shit. I got some shit that I signed an NDA on.
Uh-oh. Nice.
So we can't talk
really,
about it.
I've been really focused on that. I got in trouble for NDA. I got a story about an NDA.
Well, don't talk about it. You know, no, you work on some stuff. You're working on some stuff. You got a non-disclosure agreement.
Let me tell you about it, real quick.
Okay. Yeah. Shout out to him.
I'm on a non-disclosure right now, but I'm into something right now that's going to be real cool. Awesome. And I'll definitely come back here and give y'all the exclusive when I get the okay.
How about that? Yeah, that's what's up.
That's cool.
Appreciate that.
But I did get in trouble at the end.
Right.
I can imagine. Because you want to talk about shit, slips, you know.
Come on, man. I can talk about it. It was Kendrick and it was Loyalty. I was in a Loyalty video.
Were you?
Yes.
And you talked about it. Man,
ten minutes after they called break,
top dog.
They called break. You was like, yo.
The cool thing about it, you was like, loyalty.
And you know, they be tripping about those.
Yeah, top dog didn't like that.
If anybody know about top dog and Kendrick, everything be secretive. You don't know who's going to be security. You don't know who's going to be there. You don't even know if he's going to be there.
Mm.
I promise you. When she came, I can talk about it. When she came, it was like, oh, shit. And she little as fuck. Did y'all know Rihanna's little?
Mm. Rihanna?
No, Rihanna's she looks like little. She's about 6 foot.
No, she little. Wow.
She's little, bro.
Wow.
Rihanna,
don't tell me she's two. Like five. Don't tell me she's like five.
I would say five.
Don't say
that. Oh, so hold on.
She's like
five. You met Rihanna, right?
No, I just walked by her and was like arm to arm like this.
Wait a minute, but everybody talks about how good she smelled. Did you smell it, Frank?
Yes.
Is it the bomb?
Yes, she smells good.
Everybody say how good Rihanna smell, man.
Okay, what women need to know is, what men do, and I'm going to speak for these two gentlemen on the side of me, if you look good and you walk close enough to me, I'm going to take a deep motherfucker.
I am not going to sniff you.
I do. Do you do it? I don't sniff them like, but I take a scent like how she smell when she walk by.
That is,
so if you got that Chanel on or you got that cocoa.
That is important.
I promise you.
The smell and everything is important. I'm not going
to
be like.
I wish a nigga would tell me the smell don't mean anything. You want me to get deep? The smell means something.
Absolutely. That's
don't,
nature.
Don't walk by and fart. That's for sure. No, but.
Nasty
ass. I'm
going to open them and let them talk.
But everybody talks about how good Rihanna smell, and you are correct. Because that's nature. A lot of people don't want to admit nature. They say, well, I do this. But nature is nature, okay? We are men. We are no different from the midgets and the muffleheads. Those are little insects. They were born. They reproduce and they die. We are the same things. We are born, we reproduce, and we die. But we just have a longer lifespan than they do. So things is nature. People say, I'll say women... You know, they dress and they be like, no, I dress for myself. You're lying. You dress to attract opposite sex. That's nature. You dress for your breasts.
Whoa.
And then that's what you do.
You do realize that certain animals, they put on a whole, the female put on the whole show to get the nigga attention.
Oh, yeah.
No, it's normally the males that do it. Because those peacocks with the pretty feathers, those are males.
But guess who's sitting back there looking?
The women. The women and the males. They put on a show.
Like
I always said, the peacocks, they spread their tails. Those are males.
Yeah.
They in Pomona.
And the men, we open up them doors. It's the same thing. We don't even know it, though.
You know what I'm saying? We know it.
It's the same thing.
All that
shit. So everything that a female does, they say they do it for themselves or blah, 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 but they do it to attract the opposite sex.
Right. Why not, though? There's nothing wrong with it.
That's
nature. There's nothing wrong with
it. That's what it is.
I feel like this is the way it's supposed to be.
So what was she like? 5'5", 5'6"?
I would say, it's like, it's hard to give her 5'6".
Ooh,
she was short, bro.
She was a doo-wop, and she probably had on heels.
Yeah.
Damn! Now she had a costume on, so it was like she had on flats. I remember that much. That's crazy. I remember that because I was checking her out.
I was saying,
I wanted to touch her.
She probably would be like,
but
good
I felt
looking
like, like, how can I touch you without it being creepy?
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm a grown ass man.
No.
I'm like, I'm like, just like this, we walk by, I promise you. I can show you in the video.
Nice.
My homeboy was there too.
You in the loyalty video?
Yes, I'm in the loyalty video.
How old is she? She gotta be like,
I'm in like three Kendrick Lamar videos.
So you know K-Dot?
I mean,
you know Kung Fu Kid.
I know him in this. Okay. With him and Schoolboy Q was getting to know each other,
right.
Really doing their thing. They was on 53rd in Vermont. They don't really talk about that much, but they was in the Hoovers on 51st and 53rd in Vermont. I used to be there. They be over here on the computer doing their thing. They're younger than me. They're a lot younger than me. Mm. But if you ask them about me or you ask them anything, they're gonna be like, yes. But they was just doing their thing. They knew they was cool here.
Mm-hmm.
That's all it did. You know what I'm saying? But they was making music like a motherfucker. Wow. I seen the drive in them niggas. I believed in these niggas from day one, I promise.
They was hustling and grinding.
Man, look, it was so much going on.
Right.
You know how it is in the set.
I don't, but I'm listening.
Okay. Right. In the set, it's really going on. You have to get home and get there. Like, I got to get home, I get to the studio and then get home. It's always about just getting home. People getting shot and killed around us. We went to funerals. We lost a homegirl. And on A-Trade Day, at A-Trade, you know, there's a whole lot of stuff that always was going on, but they always stayed focused.
Okay.
And kept with their shit. Mm. So, yeah, I fuck with them tough. I try not to bother them or nothing. Whenever I go to stuff, I'm good, you know what I'm saying? But I try not to bother them too much because they need to do what they're doing because it's work.
Right. You had a relationship with Nipsey and Black Sam, or just Black Sam?
Just Black Sam.
Okay.
Relationship wise. Okay. Just Black Sam, relationship wise.
Shout out to Black Sam.
Yeah.
Shout out to Black Sam.
Yeah, Black Sam used to sell he used to sell DVDs and CDs.
Word.
I used to sell him his blank DVDs.
Okay. Okay.
Oh, I was the man.
Yeah.
Brought him his shit. Okay. When he was talking about selling his, when he's talking about the money the safe, they put the safe in the ground.
And lost the money, yeah.
He didn't lose the money. It just was stinking like a motherfucker. So he still was passing that money out in the streets.
So you received some of that stinking money from
that
Black?
That stinking money. I got some of that stinking money. And he warned me. He was like, I don't know if you want it. Well, man, give me the fucking money. Wait,
hold on. I'm unfamiliar with stinky money.
Okay.
All right. So when Nipsey was on the Breakfast Club,
okay,
he talked about, like, him and his brother was hustling and they buried money in the background. Okay. I mean, in the backyard.
Okay.
And he didn't know that the money will go through a metamorphosis. Like,
okay.
It got stuck together. It was like, what did he say? Like 75,000?
It was like the
rain and
the
shit.
Rain.
The way he buried it probably wasn't like.
Yeah, he didn't cover it up.
Okay. Right. Okay.
I think he said he even bought like waterproof safes, but it still didn't.
Oh, contain
it. It was like 500. It was a lot.
500 grand. Wow. It was a lot of money.
Okay.
And he talked about it was stuck together, mildewed together, and stuff like that.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
You said you received some of the stinking money.
He was like, man, I'm sitting there like, man, give me the money. I got a family to feed.
He was like, I don't care about how. I'm not going to smell
it. It's gonna spin.
Yeah,
it's gonna spin.
Yeah. So, right. Yeah.
And he gave me his brother CD like early in the time, but I'll tell you one thing about Nipsey. When Nipsey first came out to people like me. When this mixtape first came in, he was dissing too much, so that's why he didn't get a lot of shit. Like he could have been and got, like, you know what I'm saying, how he got his shit and then he died.
Yeah.
He could have had his shit a lot earlier, but he was dissing a lot, so a lot of people wasn't accepting. Sam was always like, Sam always been the businessman. Nipsey was like, Sam was the businessman. Sam was about, my dad, we gonna have this shop in Inglewood. I can tell you about three places that his dad then had his t-shirt spot before you even knew about this. All y'all know is he ended up with it on Slauson, right?
Yeah.
But before that, his dad's my boy. Like, if I was with his dad, I could bring his dad on here. Like, type shit.
Wow.
Like, we was always making money back then, under, like, behind it. We didn't have internet and none of this shit too. So a lot of this shit was going on early before all that shit came.
Nice.
With me and his dad, and then I met the sons. They was working at it's a Cajun shrimp place on La Brea. I forgot what it's called, but it's on La Brea and like a little bit past 64.
All of this is in Los Angeles.
Yeah, California. It's all Inglewood. Right. It's Inglewood right here.
Inglewood.
Okay.
So Nipsey and they had a little. They worked like dishwasher type, waiter type, delivery man type shit. These niggas come from the gravel. You know what I'm saying?
That explains a lot, because in his new restaurant, you see Black Sam back there cooking and doing everything.
Yeah.
Like it's nothing.
Yeah, like, cause he come from there. I promise you, he do.
It looked natural to him. You know what I'm saying? So you know, shout out to them. They hustle. They get in.
Buy food and sell stuff to him at the same time.
That's dope.
It's all about making money with Sam.
Did you have any relationship with Cowboy at all?
Cowboy is my crimey.
Okay.
Me and Cowboy went to jail as juvenile. We went to jail as juveniles and
fought a case together. Shout out to Cowboy.
We fought a case together. Herman Douglas. Yeah, that's okay. My homeboy. Yeah, that's my homie.
Okay.
Keep it real.
Nice.
You know, so, yeah, that's crazy. You said that. That's crazy.
I mean, you know, I try to be aware of the culture and
that's
everything.
Tight. He brings up everything. His memory is outstanding.
We gonna have to get Cowboy out here. I didn't brought his name up. Now, man, we gotta get him out here now.
Look, as long as the Metro free, I'm coming to L.A.
Man, come on down. Come on down.
The Metro is free, and I can ride anywhere I want to go.
You're good. Come on down. Baby.
I'm coming to L.A.
We beat our case. For the record,
good.
Me and Cowboy beat our version
shout out,
of case.
Yeah, shout out to beating your case. Yeah. When I stayed in L.A., I didn't really experience L.A. I stayed in Manhattan Beach.
Okay. Well, you stayed off of Rosecrans. El's gonna up that way.
Yeah. And I had a story about my L.A. One of the things that happened, I don't know why it happened, but, you know, I'm a hood person.
Okay. You want to go around that? You feel comfortable around that?
I wanted to see the hood stuff.
Yeah.
I wanted to see the watchtowers. So I drove to the watchtowers. I was in a red convertible. This is my experience. This is what happened. I'm in a red convertible. I went to the watchtowers. Kids was out. It was a beautiful day. Families was out. I pulled up in a red convertible. I parked. I got out with me and my girlfriend at the time, took pictures. Then all of a sudden, everybody disappeared. And I said, baby, it's time to go.
It's like, what happened?
Like, I don't know what happened. Maybe I was in the wrong hood, in the wrong color car. I don't know. But I said, baby, it's time to go, because everybody vanished. And I'm like, I'm out. Let's go.
That's why when I go, and I look for the ghetto, you can ask around. I want to see it, right? Mm-hmm. But I'm really going to pay attention to what they be telling me.
Yeah.
They ain't let me. I've been here for 5 days. I ain't walked to the store yet.
I mean,
they won't let me walk through the store.
That's because they care about you, bro.
Yeah,
I love it, though.
They care about you.
I love it, bro.
You know what? And I had another experience in Chicago because I'm a fan of Good Times and Candyman. I said, I want to see some shit. I want to see Cabrini Green. Take me to the project.
They looked at the
you should have seen the face they gave me. They looked at me like I had 6 heads. They like, you don't want to go there, man. Like, why you don't?
My whole thing
is, you don't want to go there, man.
It's like what I want people to understand. Like, sometimes when men get to a certain age, we really not scared anymore. Like, we not about to skydive and bungee jump and all that stupid shit. We not doing that. But
I have to. But go ahead and continue.
You gonna do it?
I have to.
We have to.
Oh shit.
We said if we got over a certain amount.
Y'all niggas have made a pack. Y'all look like y'all made a pack.
With our subscribers.
We said
if we get over 1,000 subscribers and we like, what, 13?
Oh, shit. I ain't going. I'll watch. Can I host it?
Yeah, we haven't done it yet.
We got 13,000 subscribers. We made a promise to our fans that we will skydive and
shave our face.
Oh shit.
We're gonna be looking like iRobot. I didn't hurt anyone.
Oh shit.
With no eyebrows.
We got him.
My buddy, he skydives in Erie, like not in Erie, but in Pennsylvania. He actually like does it. He teaches it. He does it. Like, so we know somewhere we can go and already do it. So it's, we haven't planned it out yet.
I ain't gonna act like I ain't scared.
I've never done it before.
Okay.
I was in the military, but I wasn't airborne though.
You see how his reaction to it? He's a military man. He still ain't did that shit. I don't think we're supposed to be doing this.
I'm not looking forward to it, but
right. We owe it to the fans and the followers.
If y'all promised the fans, these niggas gotta do it. Hold them to it.
I already said.
They gotta do it, Jack.
I already said we gotta do it.
I promise you. Fuck that.
We'll eventually do it.
I ain't doing it.
Yeah, yeah.
You might get inspired.
It might be fine.
Ain't no inspiration at 51. The hell? I done made my mind up.
I'll be 50 in August. He said, ain't no experience. Ain't no.
You want more spirit, so suck at everything. Paul, get everything you can right now, and then we go from there. You know what I'm saying? I promise you. At 51, you're going to be just like me. You're going to be like, all right, I got my shit made up.
Like, yeah. I'm on borrowed time.
No,
I'm going to jump out that bitch like,
This is crazy. Look, how many? You better have two fucking parachutes, bro.
Look,
and then take the test first.
Oh, we're gonna be strapped with somebody. I ain't doing that shit by myself.
About to be strapped?
Yeah. We gotta be attached to somebody. Oh, okay.
Unfortunately, he tell the truth about when you, because I'm approaching 50.
Yeah.
And I proudly wear Skechers.
You don't even know at this point.
I'd be like, I wear Skechers. I look you dead in your face like, I wear Skechers memory foam.
I mean,
now what?
It's all about comfortable.
That's, you know what I mean? And comfort.
That's good. Versus the style. Yep.
I wear orthopedic shoes.
Yep.
I got some Hokas. Those are the white people Armageddon end of the world shoes. And I have some.
It came with a hat too, like a little hat.
Yeah.
I can't say what kind of hat it was.
No, it don't come with a Klan hat.
The fuck?
You seen those Hoka shoes?
Let's stop this and go somewhere else before you get canceled.
As long as we ain't talking about the orange dude or no violence, we good.
Yeah.
Or keep smiling like this.
Yeah, you get. Yeah.
That's what he does.
That's what I do.
What do
you mean?
Once I start going off course, boy,
that's what I do. I just sit there and smile. I don't say nothing.
I look at him, I'm like, what the fuck, dog? Come on, speak.
When they had a commentary later on, yeah. When they be talking about, you want your picture to come out like this.
Yeah. That's what it is.
You don't want it to be looking mad. I just smile.
I ain't partaking like, in none of your shenanigans.
He didn't mean nothing by what he said. He all right.
He's our PR guy. He has to clear up anything I do.
Hey. See what I'm saying? You got to have it, though. He know, though.
Yeah, man.
He's like, whoa. That one was close.
Yep. If you're talking afterwards, I don't know, Jay. Maybe you want to.
Hey, man.
All right.
Hey, so, hey, you've been doing the thing, and you know a lot of the people that I've watched over the years. Like, you said, you know, Boo Capone, you tried to call him, he didn't answer.
Yeah, you gonna make me call
It's over there. Shout out to Boo Capone.
I'm gonna call you one more time, boo. If you don't call me, they're gonna put this on the internet. How you ain't called me. Look, how you ain't answered me, my nigga.
Look, how you ignored the call.
CJ,
ain't that what he do?
CJ, can you hand me my phone? Let me try Boo one more time. Just for the record.
Ain't that how he roasts? He'd be like,
right.
Ignored the call.
Yeah. He just really
ignored the call.
He said, I ain't shit.
Like, oh shit, we got call. The roller girl.
Thanks, roller girl.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, we looking for a lady to do things for us, like on roller skates, though, that ride past every now and then, that pour our drinks, and, you know, and we got we accepting the applications for roller girls.
Roller girls is crazy.
Yeah, you know, I want a roller girl to be like, you know.
Oh, you want her to be a Thunderbird. You don't know about the Thunderbird?
I don't, but like, say if you wanted some water, or say
like one of the indoor shits.
Thunderbird used to be a roller derby thing where the girls fight each other.
Oh, yeah.
They be going around.
I remember that.
They used to knock each other and elbow each other.
No, we just need somebody to wear like a Hooters outfit to skate around and refill our drinks and whatever else we need. Like, I'd be like, oh, roller girl, I'm sweating on my brow, you know? And she'll come rolling
my
up
brow.
And dab my sweat.
And dab your sweat.
You want the job, CJ? Because you got the body for it.
Oh. Bro, girl.
I'm asleep. I'm on camera. I'm like, I'm asleep.
Yeah.
Okay, see all this shit come here? It always be money that come through when you connect to you.
Ching, ching, ching.
Like, what the fuck, bitch? I just turned my internet on.
I need that.
Sure. I wish I had some ching.
Ooh, I hit a parlay last night, dog, for $83.
Ooh. Man, ooh, I need bam. That 83. I ain't gonna lie.
I'm for $4. Hey, yo.
This say something. Makes the craziest parlays. It'd be like 20 legs.
This is only like an eight or nine.
And you hit.
I hit.
Congratulations.
Dude, I was going to bed. It was the bottom of the ninth. The score was 2-2. My dude ain't got a hit. I was like, I ain't hitting this shit. It went into extra innings. Dude got a hit and everything else went through. How about them apples?
So I wonder if you put a hundun on there.
Oh, God, I would hit big.
You should have put a hundun on that boy.
I ain't got a hundred to put it down. I have $4 left.
Yo, D-Lore. What would you say? How would you describe your comedy type?
I would say real. I would say it's me.
Real and you.
I would say it's real. It's like I don't add no theatrics to my skits. Like my skits be like some shit that you could have thought of. It'd be some shit that you. It'd be situation shit. If I'm sitting where I'm sitting, like that shit. You flipping niggas around on that. We can have a skit right here. You know what I'm saying? It's just shit around that I can be able to work with. That you'd be like, oh my God, you got the hookah and the flipping nigga around.
Well, you gotta know what it is. Like
it's like a part of just going in, but then I feel all my vibes from everybody when I start bringing up the stuff. That's how you end up with the better stuff.
So check this
from
out.
From the help from everybody.
Yeah, gotcha.
Oh, this nigga stupid. Then they be like, well, what about this?
Ladies and gentlemen, yeah. What you don't know is like, okay, so the Midnight Paco, we normally have a pregame. In the pregame area, we got a sofa. We got a massage chair.
Okay.
And there's a, what do you call that thing, Jay?
He called it that.
But what is it actually called? It's the decompression
table.
It's a decompression table, technically.
Decompression. Yeah. It comes with decompression socks.
You hang upside down.
It comes with decompression drawers and all that decompression shit because it can't be called that because that's the code and all that. So you try to squeeze a nigga and then flip him all around. That's what I'm saying. I've seen a lot going on right
now. And we get them nice and comfortable. And then we ask
them. You out.
And then we ask them questions. That's how we get the real questions. That's how we get the real answers.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay. You ain't got to get the real answers from that.
Yeah.
It looks like you ready to waterboard that nigga.
What is it called? What did you call it? The 2000?
The flipping nigga 2000.
I don't remember word.
Hey, look. Look, before we moved studios, I think you would have been down. Look, we had a trampoline.
See, y'all doing too much. Look. So y'all broke it down to the flipping nigga. Y'all had a trampoline before.
We had a trampoline and we said,
that's
look,
crazy.
We only it's had time. A couple takers. Okay. I was the only one that did it, really.
Yeah. Hey, you know what?
Jumped up and down on
D-Lord.
That.
You know I'm right, man. Look at that shit, man. Yo, get it next to the massage chair. Like, hey, sit down right here and then get your ass in there. That's what it looked like.
D-Lord, man, thank you so much for joining us, brother. I appreciate you.
Appreciate you, man.
Hey, yo, Jason. Where can they find you at, my brother?
Everybody, you can follow me at Justin Fuller Comedy on all platforms.
I am the_great_CORE. That's where you can find me, or you can find us both on the Midnight Paco Podcast.
That's right.
D-Lord, once again, where can they find you, man?
On all the shit, just look up D-E-L-O-O-R James. Everybody know how to spell James because everybody got a James in their family. You got a drunk ass Uncle James. You got a grandfather like the no nappy head James. You got the one you gotta watch out, keep them away from James. But D-Lord James, man, look me up on all social media.
Right on, man. Thank you for tuning in to the Midnight Paco Podcast.
Appreciate you. See you next week.
Peace.
Peace out.
Midnight Paco. Midnight Paco Podcast. Midnight Paco Podcast. Midnight Paco. Midnight Paco Podcast.